We are enjoying this wild ride. It's been a tidal wave of attention on social media, email, Facebook, Twitter, from fans really of the across the world, who saw the shout out, the cameo of the Science Museum vintage 80s sweatshirt in the first episode of Stranger Things 2, and from then on have just been really excited to work with us as we work to develop, to revive the authentic hoodie. So once we announced on Monday that the museum would be launching the hoodie and items this week, our website's just been inundated with excited fans. And so we do think that this is going to be a great great week for the museum. And what we're really excited about here, too, is that, you know, this is the official sweatshirt. There are, you know, knockoffs online and other retailers trying to sell unauthorized merchandise. And, you know, that's, of course, an option. But when you buy the, you know, official Brontosaurus hoodie, you're supporting the Science Museum, and you're supporting kids like Dustin in the show who are fans of science, and so that they can be lifelong fans of science. So for us, we're excited for an opportunity to advance our mission, to be able to get more kids interested in science and the fun of going to a science museum. So we're just excited that we have that opportunity from Netflix to be able to do that.
And Kim, when I talked to you last week, if I remember right, you weren't exactly sure what the origin of having the sweatshirt on the character may have been. Have you heard in the intervening week what may have prompted or inspired the costume designer to use that particular sweatshirt?
So we haven't learned much about the origin, other than there was an original hoodie, sweatshirt, apparel that the crew for the costume design production crew, costume designers on the show were able to find. We believe that they must have replicated that because it looks pretty new when you see it there. And so that's our guess. We don't really have any official word, but we do have the Netflix company sharing in our excitement. So they've been, you know, supportive to us to be able to recreate this, hoodie for the museum. And we also have heard that there are people on their staff, on Netflix staff, who also want to be able to get their hands on one of them as well. So the long story is we're guessing that it was recreated for the show. So we're being able to recreate it for everybody else.
And if you could give me the website, if folks want to go online tomorrow and order them, where do they go?
So to order the hoodies, you can go to the Science Museum main website. That's www.smm.org. And we'll have a link on our homepage to our Stranger Things page off that website, which will have the online store. We will be selling some very limited quantities in the museum, and that website will be the place to find out what's in stock inside the museum, but online, and if there's any updates to the online store. So being able to go to that page off of our main website will give you the latest information on the apparel and what's available in store as well as online.
And what happens when they run out?
Well, we have been assured by our vendor that we, at least online, we should be fine as far as running out. But yes, in the store, that's going to be an interesting. it's going to be very hard to tell people who maybe came to the store to go online, because not everybody is as connected as some people are to retail online. But I think that by a couple weeks, as the newness wears off, we will have enough in stock in the store to meet that demand.
When we spoke last week, you'd been so busy that you hadn't had a chance to watch season 2 yet. Have you watched it?
I can tell you that my husband and I watched the first episode last night, and I got such a thrill seeing the hoodie that everybody's talking about in action, as well as kind of, you know, setting up the new season. So I'm excited to dig in more once this dies down.